Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Watson L. Haynes, President CEO of the Pinellas County Urban League.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete my entire life.
What organizations are you involved in?
I'm involved in everything from being a member of the St. Pete Chamber Board to working with Eckerd College, various organizations within Pinellas County.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Service.
Why St. Pete?
Because I love St. Pete. I've had opportunities to move from St. Pete, but something just demanded that I stay. And so it was one of those things that I just said, well, you can do where you are and make the community better where you are than to go in some other community that's already done stuff. And so I'm here to do things, to serve.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit that I keep is that of reading. I read a lot, buy a lot of books. I'm not allowed to go in bookstores anymore. My wife will go with me to the mall, and if I look at a bookstore, she says, do not look and do not go. So read a lot, and being a minister, I do a lot of study about biblical study and all.
Who are some people that influence you?
How much time you have?
As much as you need.
I grew up in a neighborhood where when we were kids, my sisters and I and brothers had to actually go and take Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner to the elderly people in the neighborhood. Now, you got to understand the context of that. We could not eat until we got back home. And we all had to be home together in order to eat. And if you take food to an elderly person, you know good and well, you're not going to go and leave immediately. And at times, we had 3 and 4 elderly people that we had to do. And so we learned service just by that simple rule. And that is serve those who cannot serve themselves. Get as much information and advice and counsel from them. So I was counseled by elderly people most of my life, quite involved in church, those kind of things. And so my influences have been all over. You can name some of the leading people in the community that are now deceased who had an influence in my life. And I know that when we talked about the Weekly Challenger and the heroes of the past, all those people who were recognized by the Weekly Challenger, I think 99% of them had some impact on my life, personal.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, I've always lived by teamwork, loyalty, and professionalism. And most of my employees would tell you that. Those are the three things I garner the most. Teamwork, because although they say there's no I in team, that's a good used term. There is an I in team. Is my being involved as part of that team. And so me is I. Professionalism, I believe that there comes an opportunity where you have to look and act based on the organization, the people you're involved with, and loyalty. I believe I could take the person who has the worst set of skills, but they show me the loyalty and I will help them grow into being the kind of person they need to be. I'm loyal to them, they're loyal to me, and because of that loyalty, we all grow together.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
What I knew 3 years ago was that if I put the additional time and effort, the organization would grow. And so I've always worked since I was 14 years old. I've always had a job. And that comes from the passion that was instilled in us as children. And so I knew that if I was not in Pinellas County and was at another urban league, I would not be doing as many hours as I do. That's because, you know, you don't have to worry when it's somewhere else. But I've learned that whatever the challenge was, it didn't become a challenge to me. It just became one of those things that I needed to conquer and move forward on. The growth of this Urban League is attributed to that.
What's next?
What's next is 2 weeks I'm taking a cruise that would be the third vacation I've had in my entire life. And so the cruise seemed to be the one that would keep me from showing up in the office. And keep me from sitting up at night doing things. I plan to not take anything outside of some reading materials, exciting reading materials. Last year, the Tampa Bay Times sent me a book, a historical book on African Americans in the old days and those kind of things. And so I took that book with me. That's my next book, The War of the Sons. But I took that book and found me a place on the ship. And I realized I can actually sit down and not move. And so I'm learning those things. But my next is to continue to do some of the things I'm doing. Somebody asked me, he said, well, when are you going to retire? And I said, you know what? I keep asking that question. So T. Willard Fair, who is the CEO at the Miami Urban League, we had a meeting about a year ago. And T. Willett is 80 years old. I think he's 83. And he's been in the Urban League movement for 53 years. I said, when are you going to retire? I mean, you know, you're sitting up here. He says, here's my formula. If I go to work for 3 whole days and I don't like it, I'm retiring. And so I said that. I like that. Because people ask me, when you, I said, well, I'm not sure of that. And I mentioned the board of Urban League one day that, well, we got these retirees from the Urban League and just want to mention it. And they said, well, you're not thinking about retiring. So don't even go there. And I was just bringing it to their attention. So I like his formula that when I think I've done enough and when it's time to pass the mantle, even though I train my people in a way that if I'm not here, they can run things. I don't have to be here. They actually know how to run the shop, know how things operate, because once again, we bring them in and say, you're part of that team. So I should be able to tap anybody in the team and say, what you doing? And they could tell me what the team is doing. And so that's how we've grown it. And so my next step is to continue to grow this Urban League to be an independent corporation to the point where it can call its own shots, have an EOD dinner where we just have fun. If a corporation doesn't come through, that's fine. We just have fun. But to not spend our time pulling our hair out, trying to get people to be at the door. Can you come and volunteer? Can you decorate? You know, hire a decorator. Get a top-notch music group in here. And just have somebody just sit down and tell me what to do next. That's where we go next, to build this Urban League so that the next person that sits in this seat can say, wow, he built a legacy, and all I need to do is show up.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.